speaks to David through Nathan the prophet. The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with a rod wielded by men, with floggings inflicted by human hands.
I want to play a little game of Follow My Leader. Do people know how to play Follow My Leader? You do? So I do something, and then you have to follow me? Yeah? Right, let's have a go. Let's do pat your head. There we go. And then rub your tummy at the same time. Oh, this is getting tricky. And now tap your feet at the same time. As well. Oh, you're doing very well on this Follow My Leader. There we go. Oi!
I want to be the leader. Follow me instead.
No, I'm the leader. So.
No, follow me.
And me. They're all following her. Right. I'm not going to read anything into that. But Follow My Leader is a great game, but you need one person that you're following, don't you? And every human leader believes they're leading people in the right direction. I don't know about you've noticed, but the thing is, all human leaders are imperfect. All human leaders are sinners. Our moral compass is off slightly. So we think we're doing the right thing, but actually we're doing the wrong thing. And actually all human leaders are imperfect. We get it wrong and muck up. And it's a pretty good thing, isn't it, actually, that after we have one imperfect leader, somebody else takes it on and hopefully makes up for their imperfections and then probably gets other stuff wrong. We all need leaders. But sometimes we decide to be our own leader, don't we? How often are we told, follow your dreams, follow your heart? I don't know about you, but I've discovered that being my own leader usually ends up with a mess. And then sometimes we don't know who we want as our leader. Now in our reading, King David was leading God's people and he believed he should be leading them to build a house in which people could meet with God. But God said, do you see it? God said, no, you won't build a house for me, I will build a house for you. That was pretty impressive. God was going to build David a house, but it wasn't a house made of bricks, but a house made of people, a kingdom. And God says to David, where are we? There we go. God says to David that this will last forever. And God hints that this kingdom will last forever because there will be a king, a leader who lasts forever. And this king will be descended from David. So it will be David's great, 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 great grandson. And also this king will be God's son. Now that's really good news because this king will be a human king, a human leader like us. But this king will also be God, and so perfect. So he'll be a perfect human leader who will last forever. Now this is really good news at Christmas time, isn't it? Because we don't have to follow our hearts, we don't have to follow ourselves, we don't have to follow Boris for a bit, and then follow someone else for a bit, and then follow someone else. We don't have to try and follow two people at once, which if you do that you end up with a split personality. I don't know about you, but it's exhausting trying to have two leaders. You know, trying to follow Jesus and keep people happy. It doesn't work. And I wonder, as we go into Christmas, who you are following. Because Jesus says you cannot serve God and something else. You can only have one leader. Because at Christmas we celebrate the leader we need, the perfect leader who lasts forever. We just have to follow him. He is the lasting leadership that we need in a changing world. So it's at this Christmas time, if you're a follower of Jesus, it's just worth reflecting, who else are you trying to follow? And if you're not a follower of Jesus, who is leader in your life? Well, that's all very well, but where is Jesus leading us? So I'm going to do another little game. Who wants to follow me somewhere? You have, go on then, let's go for a little, You have to follow me. You don't know quite what I'm going to do. Anybody else going to follow me? We're going to go on a little journey. Let's do a little skip. Like this. Oh, this is great. I'll start pie-pouring. There we go. And then we're going to jump down and jump up. Jump down, jump up. Jump down, jump. They're very trusting, aren't they? Do you want me to keep them until Christmas Day? Right, we're going to have to crawl along for a bit. And then jump up. Oh, they're very good. Great, you can have a seat then. It's easy again. Well done, you've done really well. That's great. Do you want to do the talk as well, Grace? That's great. Now, kids, as you were following me, you obviously vaguely trusted me. You have to put your faith in a leader. But you also might want to know where they're taking you. I mean, it was a good job I didn't walk outside, happen to have a van there, lock the doors, and then smuggle you off somewhere. Though if you pay me a bit later, parents, I might be able to arrange that. Now, David thought that where he was going was that he would build a house for God. And God said, no, I will build a house for you. And God also said, it's one of your descendants who will build a house for me. Now, Solomon, David's son, did build the temple in Jerusalem. And that's where God's spirit met with God's people for a while. But Solomon, he got stuff wrong. He ended up being punished by God. And in fact, many of the kings after Solomon got it quite wrong. But you know what? When Jesus was challenged at the temple, he said this: destroy this temple and rebuild it in 3 days. And Jesus was talking about his body. And when Jesus arrived, you see, the Son of God was present with us. That was where you met God. And then when Jesus ascended, he poured his spirit, not to live in a building, but to live in us. He said, you will receive the Spirit. See, before, God was sort of out. We met him in a building. And we didn't have God's Spirit in us. Then Jesus came and God was there. And then Jesus was enthroned as king. And only when he was enthroned as king could he pour out his Spirit and God then come and live in us. So the temple, the house for us, is us gathered together. In Ephesians it says this: in Jesus, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. See, Jesus is leading us to be a people with God living in us and among us. So we don't go to a temple or to a building or to a place to meet with God. We gather together because there, here, the presence of God is found. So we're a kingdom. And what makes us special is that Jesus is our leader and that God lives among us by his Spirit. So Jesus leads us together to have God in us. Now here's a question before I wrap up. In the time since Jesus was born as our king, loads of leaders and empires have come and gone. So who can think of an empire or a leader, a famous empire or famous leader who's come and gone? Dave, go on. The Roman Empire, yep, they were big then, but they've disappeared, Jemima. The Greeks, yep, their empire has disappeared. Anybody else gone? The Saxons, yes, I don't know whether, they were certainly big, but they've disappeared, Bruce. The who? The Lions. The Mayans, sorry, yes, I thought you said the Lions. I thought, Lion King, you know. But no, the Mayan Empire, yeah, I mean, that was a big civilization, that's gone. Go on, Sophie. The Greeks, yeah. Then there's also the British Empire. We don't have it anymore. You know, we were a big country and we couldn't get into all the politics of that. There was the Dutch Empire, the Spanish Empire. All these countries, all these kingdoms, all these leaders have risen and gone. But Jesus' kingdom is still here. Why? Because Jesus is the perfect king who lasts forever. And because God lives with his people by his Spirit. Now, we don't know what the next year holds. There's so many uncertainties. What does Brexit actually mean? What about the climate? What about my health? What about money? All these things. What will school be like? The world is changing constantly. But at Christmas, we celebrate lasting leadership in a changing world. And you know what I wrote at the top of Rich's list? Jesus. That's who we can vote for at Christmas, because he came to be the king who lasts forever so that we can have God with us.